This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so one of the big indicators of that tipping point, Catherine talked about it right at the top of the wrap, is the looming housing crisis. Eviction moratoriums are coming to an end in a lot of places. A lot of government assistance for renters and homeowners is too. That could mean a wave of evictions and increases in homelessness in this economy. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
It's a crisis that's been brewing since the pandemic started. Record unemployment means nearly 20% of people missed their rent payments in June. Some state moratoriums on evictions mandated in response to the pandemic have already expired. Mary Cunningham with the Urban Institute says,
what we're expecting in July is a really steep cliff at the end of the month. And that's when two things happen that really have been preventing millions of Americans from losing their homes.
The extra $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits expires at the end of this month. And while the CARES Act prohibited evictions against people who lived in federally subsidized housing, that too expires next week. Experts are expecting a tsunami of evictions. Lisa Rice, president of the National Fair Housing Alliance, says the fallout will go beyond renters.
If people can't pay their rent, then landlords can't pay their mortgages and will have to lay off staff. And then that just exacerbates the unemployment rate.
And it will affect some more than others. Diane Yentel of the National Low Income Housing Coalition says,
people of color are most at risk of eviction. They are disproportionately rent burdened.
Some states and cities have either extended their eviction protection measures or passed renters assistance programs. But experts say unless sweeping action is taken, a countrywide storm is coming our way. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.